radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
The opinions and views expressed by the host and guest are not necessarily the views and opinions of the Blake Radio Network. Broadcasting to the world.
Talk radio at its best. You're listening to Rainbow Soul from BlakeRadio.com.
That only a human being locates, where there's so much information to take. Then you enter an entirely new phase. Once you get off the internet, become World Wide Web.
Welcome to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind. I'm your host and facilitator, Junius Ricardo Stanley, inviting you to stay tuned for interesting interviews, news you can use, and programming designed with you in mind. Free your mind, the rest will follow, right here on the Cyberspace Sanctuary, on the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul.
Cyberspace is the place. Cyberspace is the place.
Let me now turn to our program for the future.
Economy right now, it's extremely supporting of the president and his policy.
FBI scientists have found chemical traces consistent with a bomb or a missile on a piece of wreckage. Police using clubs and tear gas against demonstrators.
Sullen, a white fascist. Like they said, you're getting some of your own medicine.
The rest will fall behind. Tell me who's got control of your mind, your worldview. Is it the news or the movie you taking your girl to? Know what I'm saying? Cause I'm from Sam. Got a plan. If you examine what they telling us, then you will understand what they planting in the seeds of the next generation. Feeding our children miseducation. No one knows if there's UFOs or any life on Mars, or what they doing when they up in the stars. Because I don't believe a word of what the president said. He's filling our heads with lies. Got us hypnotized when he be speaking in cold words about crime and poverty, drugs, welfare, prisons, guns, and robbery. It really means us. There's no excuse for the slander, but what's good for the goose is still good for the gander. See,
I don't believe Bob Marley got his hands off. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed Huey because they knew he had the answer. The views that you see in the news is propaganda. Computer chip in my arm. I don't wanna die by a nuclear bomb. I say we all rush the Pentagon. Pull out guns to grab the intercom. My first words would be, I believe man made God. Out of ignorance and fear, it's God made man. And why the hell would he put us here? I thought he supposed to be the all loving. The same God who let Hitler put the Jews in the ovens. We don't fall for the regular shit. They try to feed us all a half ass leadership. Flip a position. They turn politician and shut the hell up and follow tradition. Point your TV screen. Telling lies to your vision. Every channel got the brainwashed cop shit to watch. Running up in niggas' cribs claiming that they earned shots. Just a plot. But Buster, can you tell me who's greedy off? The big corporations, the pigs or the media. Sign of the time. Terrorism on the rise. Commercial airplanes falling out the skies like flies. Make me wonder what secrets went down with Ron Brown. Who burned the churches to the ground with no evidence found. It's not coincidence. There's been too many steady incidents. It could have been the Klan who put that bomb at the Olympics. But it probably was the FBI. Deep at the core. Cause if they make us all panic, they can start martial law. I don't believe Bob Marley got some cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a panther. They killed you because they knew he had the answer. The fumes that you see in the news.
propaganda. I don't believe Bob Marley died from cancer. 31 years ago, I would have been a Panther. You killed Huey because you knew we had the answer. The truth that you see in the new propaganda.
Understand the system, and with this realization, we attempted to form a strong political base based in the community with the only strength that we have, and that's the strength of a potentially destructive force if we don't get freedom.
Peace, Professor Griff, you're listening to Junius Ricardo Stanton. Straight up, we're teaching you all those things you need to know from the neck up, all right? We're definitely doing a checkup from the neck up. This is Professor Griffin, Public Enemy, the ex-minister. I'm out. Peace.
Welcome to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind on the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul. My name is Junius Ricardo Stanton. I'm your host and facilitator, and we began our program with a message in the music, Immortal Technique. Very talented and very conscious artist. The name of that work was Propaganda. And that sets the stage for our guest, Neil Blake, the founder and CEO of the Blake Radio Network. And it's my extreme pleasure to interview Neil and give him an opportunity to share with our listeners some of the changes that are coming, that are taking place here on the Blake Radio Network, initially with Music Massage, but very shortly Rainbow Soul, as he implements the new technology with smartphones and iPhones and tablets that will allow for connectivity and mobility. I liken it to the transition, say, 60 years ago maybe, when transistor technology made it easier for people to access their radios. They didn't have to carry along those big table models or those big floor model radios. Then they could get portable transistor radios. They could get radios in their car. And then with the expansion of the FM band, that made radio even more accessible. This is the same thing that's going to happen with internet radio, with 4G technology, and I'm sure 5G will be coming in the not too distant future. This will allow us to be more portable. We'll probably be able to listen to us in your cars, on your smartphones, and so many of your portable devices. So I look forward to discussing these initiatives with Neil and just talking about his sojourn as a pioneer in this medium called internet radio. And we'll do that following these brief messages, so don't you go anywhere. You're logged on to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind on the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul. My name is Junius Ricardo Stanton. Stay tuned.
Greetings to the Internet Radio family. This is Reverend Valentine speaking. You know, for nearly 30 years, I have had the distinct experience of being interviewed over every medium of communication available to the public. And except for the metaphysical underground, I can think of no other electronic venue that has been more progressive, more innovative, more insightful, more diligent, more diverse in its demographics, and more courageously supportive of the truth than this ever-growing phenomenon called internet radio. And this is precisely why I'm here to tell you that it is so vital that you give your wholehearted support to it. Tell a friend. In fact, tell 2, 3, and 4 of your friends. If you are a business owner, support internet radio by telling your customers and constituents all about it. Let them know that there is a legitimate and important substitute to all of the prefabricated, super-censored garbage polluting our public airways today. Don't allow the mass media to continue to treat you like a mindless consumer drone. Enhance your awareness. Indulge your critical thinking, your reasoning, and your analysis. Do as I do. Log on, listen in, and then let it be known all about your internet radio experience. Chimatep, beloved family, thank you for listening. Walk in light.
Hi, I'm Junius Ricardo Stanton, inviting you to join me in financially supporting the Blake Radio Network on a regular basis. We need your continuing patronage to help the Blake Radio Network remain alive and thriving both now and well into the future. There are several easy ways you can send your contribution. To use PayPal, click on the help link on the Blake Radio Network's website at www.blakeradio.com, or you can go directly to the PayPal website and click the send money link. Type in rainbowsoul@blakeradio.com as the email address and Unlimited Ventures as the payee. Then follow the instructions. To send a check or money order, make it out to Unlimited Ventures, care of Neil Blake, and mail it to 73 Ireland Place, that's Ireland Place, Suite 109, Amityville, Amityville, New York, 11701. It's easy, painless, and uncomplicated. And you'll feel great after doing it, knowing you're keeping the Blake Radio Network alive and on the cutting edge of media technology. I'm Junius Ricardo Stanton, thanking you in advance for your support. You're listening to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind, on the Blake Radio Network's Rainbow Soul with your host, Junius Ricardo Stanton. Stay tuned. Our guest on today's program is internet pioneer, radio and television mogul, Neil Blake, the founder and CEO of the Blake Radio Network, and a good friend. Welcome, Neil. How you doing?
Hey, Junius. How you doing today? A pleasure to be here.
It's my pleasure. We've been together for quite a while, and we've been through some ups and downs, but you always seem to demonstrate a uncanny resilience and also a cutting-edge presence with technology in terms of communication. So where do you get that? Is that you? Are you intuiting these things, or are you doing constantly research, study? How does that come about?
Well, first of all, I thank you for the kind words. I really do appreciate that. I'm just doing what I've been put on the planet to do. The technology is around. I'm always excited by new technologies. One of my daily prayers, part of my prayers are, you know, to always be on top of technology and to always be able to move forward. And, you know, as a result, things come into my hands. I may read something, or I may be talking to somebody. So it really just, it just depends. But I think more than anything else, I think as people, no matter what industry we're in or whether we're retired or whatever we're doing, I think one of our prayers should just be to have an open mind. And I think that when we have an open mind, we allow all things and all people to step into our lives to make a difference. I mean, you're absolutely right. It has not been an easy journey. You and I have been together for a very long time. I think you came on board when I first started back in 2001 with Rainbow Soul. So you've seen the whole evolution of what my vision has been, what I've been trying to do over the years. As you know, when we first started, we had like 7 or 8 channels. I can't even remember anymore. I can't even count. We had a video channel. We had a store. We had all different kinds of things, which was part of my ultimate plan and my ultimate vision. And then over the years, you know, just due to, you know, economy and just the way the industry has changed and, you know, cost effectiveness of doing things, we're down to two of my most passionate channels, which is Music Massage, the R&B, Jazz, and Soul Reggae Quiet Storm channel, and, of course, Rainbow Soul, which is a channel that we use to present positive African-American images and hosts, you know, through the talk venue. So, you know, that's really been very important to me. It's part of my inspiration. It's part of, you know, why I feel I've been put on the planet. And, yeah, you're right. It's been a difficult challenge, as you know, and I think you wrote an article many years ago about when we had to shut Rainbow Soul down because it was an economic issue. You know, things were really tight on my end. You know, revenue wasn't coming in, you know, from the other outside things that I do the way it should have been. So as a result, being that, you know, the listenership's donations were slim and we didn't have the kind of advertising that we really needed to sustain the project, I had to shut it down. And it was just becoming time-consuming. I think, as you remember, I think at one point we may have had like 20, 25 hosts, and everyone was being basically funneled through my studio. I was basically essentially running a one-man band. You know, every once in a while I did have someone come by to help me out, but it was predominantly me having to worry about, you know, 20, 25 hosts and their programs and getting them recorded and edited and so on and so forth. But when Blog Talk Radio presented their platform, it might have been like late 2007. We came on board in 2008 with Blog Talk Radio. It just made sense for me to get all of the hosts back into the swing of things because now everyone could control their own broadcast through, you know, through BlakeRadio.com. They didn't need me or any of my other engineers or people who were helping me to get the show recorded, to get it, you know, uploaded, to get it edited. Now everybody does their own show live, and the Blake Radio Network, Rainbow Soul, has moved forward here in 2012, and we're really, really happy about that.
At one point, Rainbow Soul, in addition to the other channels, because you had a children's channel, you had video, you had music, various music genres going, but Rainbow Soul was probably one of the more preeminent black internet radio stations around. Do you think the proliferation of platforms like Blog Talk and the fact that you did shut down for a while and people had a chance to go elsewhere has been a factor in terms of building the loyalty and building the listener base back to hopefully what it was, you know, several years ago?
Well, I think that, you know, for me, I'm always a proponent of, you know, I think more is always better than less. And Brother Keedy and I and Brother Delani and Brother Jamal, we've always had these conversations that we couldn't understand why people, you know, thought we were so friendly with each other when we should be competitors. And you know, none of us, and particularly myself, I always feel that more is better. So, you know, a lot of the hosts that came through Rainbow Soul who, you know, I groomed and who I gave an opportunity to have a voice, I was always more than happy, you know, that if they could find another venue to, you know, to do their show or, you know, voice their opinions. I just think that more is always better. You and I have had this conversation. One platform, one venue, one person, one show cannot be everything to one community. So I think that we need to have, you know, different voices. We need to have different venues. But to answer your question more specifically, I don't think it's so much that we stepped away for a while. I just think that the technology has caught up to the demand of the average person wanting to be able to get their voice out there, to get what they have to say. So with Blog Talk Radio out there, with other ways to do podcasts, you know, Live 365 is still around, you know, Shoutcast, there's just a lot of venues, Icecast, there's a lot of ways to get your broadcast out there right now. The listening audience has, they have more opportunities and more ways of hearing, you know, various broadcasts. So I think that's how, you know, our listenership has become watered down to a sense. It's almost like the way, you know, network television, their listenership has been watered down because of cable television. You know, you have cable, you have satellite. But the audience is still there, and make no mistake, you know, when you have programs like, you know, the Super Bowl that still bring in 41 million viewers, you know, you have a show like an American Idol, you know, those kinds of, you know, talent, and that's all it is. It's a talent show. When you have those kind of shows and they're still bringing in 12s and 15s, it shows you that the audience is there, and it's really our job as a broadcaster to round up those people who are there. They're not going anywhere. Round them up with the right content, with the right buzz, with the right promotion, and people will come to you. And even though, you know, I think that things have been watered down, I mean, we still do very, very well with Rainbow Soul and Music Massage. I mean, Music Massage does incredibly well. You know, on the Shoutcast platform, out of about 15,000 channels, we always come in around 1,200 or so, you know, 1,200 to 1,500, which is incredible. You know, we're still based in the iTunes platform. We have a huge, huge audience when you consider you have the huge giants like AOL and Sirius and all of those, XM Radio. You know, we're still, you know, carving out, you know, our segment of the audience. When it comes to Rainbow Soul, we still do very well as it also. You know, Blog Talk, probably, I think the last conversation I had with them, you know, they probably have maybe 40, 50,000, maybe all of them not active, but around that number of broadcasters, you know, people who have signed up, whether they're doing free broadcasts or whether they're paying, you know, to do, you know, to have longer broadcasting hours or whatever. There's still, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40,000 broadcasters out there, and we're still able to carve out an audience. I mean, we bring in a lot of people every month. We bring in a lot of people who listen to our archive programs from 2008. Shows that we've done in 2008 on Blog Talk are still, you know, being listened to on a daily basis. From my point of view, though, I, of course, you know, as a broadcaster, would love to reach even more people. You know, I think that ability is there. It's just a matter of promotion, and it's also a matter of content. You know, it's a matter of putting out the content that folks have to set, you know, that folks want to listen to. But at the same time, you know, it's part of the broadcaster's job to be able to promote and to round up the people to listen. And that does take money. Word of mouth is good. I have to say it's easier now. It's a funny thing. We had a larger audience back in the day, if you want to call it that, back in the early 2000s, but that was because there were fewer players in town at the time. There were less people broadcasting, particularly the kind of program that we're doing now. But to flip that over, in 2012, the promotion is a lot easier in the sense of free promotion. Because you have Twitter now, you have Facebook, you have Digs, you have a whole lot of different social media venues that now you can promote for free. So on one hand, we had a larger audience back in the earlier 2000s. Now we have, I would say, a smaller audience, but we're able to keep up and reach the amount of people for the segment that we should be reaching because of the three ways to promote. So I think things have balanced out. I mean, I'm very happy with the people that, you know, listen to the program. That's why I'm always willing to bring on new people. We have a new host, Lady Charmaine Day. She already has her own channel on Blog Talk Radio, but she comes to our venue as well. You know, we give her an audience that she normally would not have, and, you know, it just works out for everybody. We bring her a lot of people that didn't even know about her, you know, on Blog Talk Radio, and they find her because of Blake Radio. So that's the whole purpose of having a network. That's the purpose of having, you know, a one-stop shop where people on the planet, you know that they can check in and find the kind of programming that they're interested in.
Now, I was going to ask you about using social media in order to promote the network. So how have you done that, and, you know, couple that with the fact that now you have, you know, you can step away, you have the technology from Blog Talk that takes the place of you and Deidre doing all the work. So how have those two elements made it easier to do what you do?
Well, it's made it easier to get the content produced, and I'm glad you mentioned Deidre Shula. Deidre Shula has been, you know, my program director now for at least 3 or 4 years. She helps maintain the contact with all of the hosts and just coming up with ideas, and I bounce things off of her because, you know, things that I may want done are not necessarily the best for the entire group or for the listeners. So that's why I have people that I'd like to bounce, you know, you included. I like to bounce things off of people because although I may want to do it a certain way, it may not necessarily be the best way, you know, for everybody. It's become easier in producing the content, but in terms of promotion, that is always a challenge. I mean, you know, any major product that you know out there, I'm not singling out anything, but let's just say take a McDonald's or Goodyear Tires or whatever, they have commercials on every day because even though that they have established their brand, they still have to advertise on a daily basis to subconsciously, you know, brand their brand in your head so that when you are hungry or you need a tire, they can that you will go out systematically and purchase their product. So promotion and publicity is a major thing. And, yes, there are a lot of free ways to do it. I mean, we do very well on Twitter. We have, like, over 7,000, 8,000. I haven't checked recently, 7,000, 8,000 followers. Same thing on Facebook. You know, we do have a built-in free audience to publicize our product to, but publicity costs money. You know, it's a lot of money involved with promotion, and we just don't have that budget here at the Blake Radio Network. But we use our free venues. You know, I'm constantly tweeting stuff. I have things on automation. You know, shows that you may have done, you know, 7 months ago are still being tweeted, you know, on a regular basis, on regular intervals. So people still find, you know, your archive shows on a regular basis. We're a little bit behind on our Facebook postings, but we usually post every new show that is, you know, on our air, whether it's through Blog Talk, whether through Blake Radio. We post that on our Facebook page, and people find the show that way as well. Because the whole idea is you want to be able to put your product in front of as many eyeballs as possible, and people may find out about you through Twitter or Facebook or Blake Radio or Blog Talk Radio. There's a lot of ways to search out things. They may go to Google or, you know, whatever search engine they're using, and those search engines call up our program based on various keywords. You know, it just depends on what it is. So we kind of want to be in as many places as possible. We also encourage other websites and other venues to link to us, and people do that on a regular basis. I mean, particularly with Music Massage, I mean, we're linked all over the place. We've had a partnership with Apple for many, many years, so people find Music Massage through iTunes. I would say iTunes for Music Massage represents about 60% of our listening audience. The other 40% comes directly from Blake Radio and Shoutcast and other venues, but about 60% of our audience comes from iTunes. So that's an incredible, incredible partnership to have. I just wish that there was a way to get you know, Rainbow Soul into iTunes, but we can't do it because, for the most part, the shows are not streamed live around the clock, and iTunes only wants to deal with, you know, live 24-hour streaming. But we were actually in iTunes back in the day. I don't know if you remember when we used to stream 24/7. They actually found us. iTunes searched, you know, they were doing their research. They found Rainbow Soul, and they put Rainbow Soul on their own. I never even had to apply to that. They just loved what we were doing back in the early 2000s, and they put us in their radio tuner guide. But then when we shut down and subsequently the way we broadcast now, you know, we're not in iTunes. But iTunes would really up the listenership on Rainbow Soul tremendously. But unfortunately, we're just not in a position right now to be able to broadcast and stream live around the clock. But it's easier and harder, you know, and I know that may sound conflicting in what I'm saying, but it's just that, you know, the way the situation is now, the way the market is now, the way people listen now, even though the audience may not be as large for us as it used to be in Rainbow Soul, it's still very encouraging, it's very exciting, and we stay on top of things by trying to tackle new platforms and new applications at all times to increase our audience.
Now, you just mentioned that you stay on top of things and you're trying to tap into the new technology. I always felt that connectivity and mobility would be the launch pad to launch Internet radio like the transistor launched radio as terrestrial radio as we now know it, meaning before we had to either listen to that big box that you had in the house
right.
or
or the smaller one. Then when the transistor technology came along, you could carry it in your pocket, and it made mobility in the cars much more feasible and profitable. And then, of course, the lobby and the broadcast industry lobbied for FM to include FM in the radio, so it just took off. So we're in the process. You recently used technology to get into applications into iPhones and Androids. What about BlackBerry and some of the other devices like tablets and things like that? Do you plan to do that?
Yeah, well, what it is the way we do music massage, the way that particular app is set up, it's set up only for Android and iPhones. And Androids and iPhones, believe it or not, in terms of the smartphone audience, those are the phones that predominantly everybody's using. I mean, people do use BlackBerries, you know, for companies. And BlackBerry was around and was very popular because of the ability for people to access their email. It's great for, you know, people in the workplace because the emails come through so quickly and they're fast and you're able to type up your messages and so on and so forth. But believe it or not, people are moving away from the BlackBerry only because the iPhones and the Androids, they take care of all of that. Unfortunately, with Music Massage, the app will only be available for the iPhone and the Android market. And it's been out now for about 2 weeks, and the response to it has been absolutely incredible. I mean, people are downloading the apps from all around the world. It's not just USA. I was looking at some of the stats today. You know, we have people Saudi Arabia, Singapore. I mean, literally, whoever's listening to Music Massage on the computer, they're actually downloading the apps as well because the apps are worldwide. They're not set up just for the USA. So I have to tell you, it's been absolutely incredible for the last 2 weeks. I'm very pleased with that. It just makes it simpler for people to be able to access Music Massage exclusively. I mean, we've always been able to be heard on people's iPhones and any device. I mean, if the people are savvy enough, they know how to do it. I mean, literally, you can just go to BlakeRadio.com. I have a little strip of players there as well. Well, I used to. I don't do it anymore, and I'll explain that in a second. But there used to be a strip there where you could, you know, launch any player of choice. So literally from BlakeRadio.com, if you went to any phone, whether it be a BlackBerry, iPhone, whatever, you could click on that on one of the players, whether it be QuickTime or Winamp or whatever, and it would actually start playing in your phone. I mean, that was one way to do it. I mean, we're in all of the major players that are out there, like TuneIn Radio, RadioCast. I mean, any player that you know of, we're in it because of Shoutcast. And we do have a wonderful partnership with TuneIn Radio, which TuneIn Radio, by the way, other than the music massage app, is one of my favorite radio apps that are out there. The graphics are phenomenal, and the sound is great. And just the way, you know, the number of channels that they offer you, is TuneIn Radio is going to be one of the major players in terms of radio apps, like when it comes to Pandora and things of that sort. But the reason to create Music Massage was to be able to exclusively lock our audience to our app. So the bottom line is you download the Music Massage app, you hit a button, Music Massage is playing. And what that does, it enables us to have our audience exclusively tune into us without having to go to another app, and then they listen to Music Massage, but then they have access to the other 40,000 channels that are out there. So from a marketing standpoint, and if you want to use the word control standpoint, you don't really want to expose people to other broadcasts. You want them to exclusively deal with you. Now, as far as Rainbow Soul, which I'm working on right now, because of the platform that we're using for that app, it's funny that you say BlackBerry and so on and so forth, that app, you will be able to access that app on BlackBerries and any other phones, because there's going to be an application for iPhone, Android, and there's going to be what's called an HTML application. And with that HTML application, you will be able to access the app from any phone, whether it's iPhone or Android or just a phone that's not on those other two platforms. So I'm making that a feature definitely, you know, for any, and that would also help your tablets. If you're on a tablet that's not an iPad or whatever. All you have to do is launch the HTML application for Rainbow Soul, and you'll be able to listen to that on any phone that you have. So that's definitely something that we're going to consider. Not consider, we are, you know, including that in the development of the app. But that app's a little different. I'm personally designing the Rainbow Soul app myself. I mean, I'm putting that app together. It's a little easier for me to build because we're not dealing with Rainbow Soul streaming live. We're dealing with Rainbow Soul predominantly in that app as an archival type of situation. So it's just a little different. It's some technical things involved, but it's just easier for me. I can actually physically build the app myself. So I'm building the app. I'm in the process. I'm lining everybody's, you know, bios and pictures and stuff. I've been loading that up. And then once that's done, then it will be submitted to Android and iPhone for approval. If there needs to be any changes, we'll change it, and we'll get that going. But, yeah, for Rainbow Soul, everyone will be able to access it. And it's just going to make us more accessible to people. You know, they're not going to have to go to Blog Talk Radio. They don't have to log into BlakeRadio.com. All they'll do is download the Rainbow Soul app. When they want to listen to a program, they'll hit it. And just like on Blog Talk or Blake Radio, the last 288 shows that we've done will all line up in their application, you know, from the last program done to the very first program. And I think it's going to hold like maybe 260 shows or something like that. I think we've done probably like over 300 shows since 2008. So it's going to hold a good 200 and something shows. And it's just going to make things a lot easier for the Rainbow Soul fans that are out there around the world.
Now, is there any way to monetize all this? Because that was always the problem. People loved the programming. They were loyal. But for some reason, they chose to accept the free version. And then when we tried to encourage them to subscribe, they were reticent to do that. So is there any way that you can monetize this at all?
Yeah, well, we're trying to. And what we did on Blake Radio, which I had mentioned earlier, which I said I would talk about, on Music Massage Now, when you used to go to the Music Massage page, the broadcast would start playing automatically. Now we've incorporated now that you have to click on a button to start the Music Massage broadcast. And when that happens, a commercial comes up for 30 seconds, and then a special customized player comes up that has commercials rolling in that player. So we're in a 50-50 revenue split with that particular streaming company for those commercials. So hopefully that's going to generate some sort of revenue. I mean, we're in the early stages of that. We've only been involved with this streaming company probably for less than a month. So it's going to be hard to tell, you know, how much revenue will be generated from that. I mean, I don't expect it to be a crazy amount of revenue, but I just hope that it might be something that will help, you know, with keeping Blake Radio on the air in terms of the cost that I have to put out on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. With Rainbow Soul, it's going to be the same thing. I'm going to be incorporating there'll be a banner rotation on the application. So even though the application will be free, as long as the app is open, there will be impressions from various advertisers rolling across that app. So hopefully that will contribute to, you know, some revenue being generated as well. I mean, people have said, you know, you should charge for the app, so on and so forth. Bottom line is, you know, from my experience over the years, I mean, I think that we have incredible dynamic programming at BlakeRadio.com, but because of the way people think, I just don't think that people are going to purchase the app, whether it's at 99 cents or whatever. At this particular time, the goal is to just get as many people to download the apps as possible, because when the people download the apps, now you are increasing your audience, and you can advertise and publicize anything that you want. And we do advertise on a daily basis to, you know, to submit a donation to Blake Radio of any amount that you want. And listeners do. I mean, we do get donations. They're nowhere near where they should be from the listeners. But it's just it's part of the mindset, you know. It's a human instinct, you know. People, they'll take things for free, you know, for as long as they can. And you know, you've been around, so you know when we went to the subscription platform years ago, and we lost a lot of people in the audience. I mean, people were just not ready to pay for radio. You know, people were, you know, just accustomed to turning on their radio station, and they hear their favorite, you know, radio station on the air through their phone or you know, not they're going through their, you know, the car radio or the radio in their home, and they're not accustomed to paying for radio. So I think that's the mindset of folks. So it's always been difficult to get people to support. You know, we try to pitch it to people, look, you know, you support when you want to support, you know, and to some extent that works and to some extent it doesn't, because you're not really pushing someone to be active. You know, if you make it a subscription service, people have to automatically become active because they know that if they don't pay, they can't get in to listen. The downside to that is with all of the available venues out there, people will just bypass you, and if they have to pay for it, they'll just say, look, we'll move on to something else. Even if it's not as good as what you're doing, people would rather pay for less. I mean, people would rather not pay at all than to maybe get something not as good. It's just the way the human nature is. So to really answer your question, we're always looking for ways to monetize, and I think in the recent month, I think with this new platform of the commercials and with the apps and so on and so forth, and I just think that it's going to make it a little easier to increase the various revenue streams that are coming into the station. Well, is it ever going to make Blake Radio Network rich? Absolutely not. I mean, the only way to generate any substantial revenue is to be able to generate and place your own commercials with advertisers, and that's as a result of having relationships with specific clients. And to be honest with you, over the last decade, I have really not been able to figure that one out, you know, to be able to attract the right advertisers for the programming that we do. Because you got to remember, you know, where our programming, I mean, putting music massage aside, Rainbow Soul, you know, we have Afrocentric programming. Our program is for anybody, any ethnicity, but they have to be interested in wanting to hear hosts and guests who are of African descent, and most of the subjects and topics are dealing with, you know, an Afrocentric nature. So most of the advertisers that are out there that have the money to spend, they're just not in the business of uplifting the African-American community. So that's just a reality that we and other stations have to deal with on a regular basis.
Well, the other thing is that there are elements that you could tap, but we've been down that road in the old days, back in the day, with terrestrial radio, like with, you know, tobacco and alcohol. And, you know, we just, your consciousness and the consciousness of most of the brothers that are still in the game is abhorrent. That's not something that you would do.
Yeah, I mean, tobacco, no. I mean, tobacco for me is probably the most addictive thing that's out there. I mean, I know you've done your research, and the companies, you know, they put things in there that make you, you know, addicted to. So that I wouldn't promote. I mean, I would take, from the alcohol standpoint, if it was a wine or something like that, I mean, I would advertise wine, particularly on music massage. I mean, it's a perfect fit. You know, if it was wine or whatever, you know, some kind of liquor would be good. But I would not advertise malt liquors like, you know, Colt 45 and that kind of stuff that systematically, you know, tears our youth apart, because that kind of alcohol is so inexpensive to purchase and carries such a big bang with it. That kind of stuff, the malt liquor stuff, I would not advertise on any part of Blake Radio. But things that, you know, things like wines and you know, more expensive liquors and stuff like that, I mean, that I would have no problems with that, particularly for music massage. But the whole issue is that you have to be able to form, you know, those relationships with the advertisers, and they have to feel that, you know, that your listenership is a listenership in a market that's worth it for them to spend a few dollars in your venue. And that's been pretty difficult. I have not been able to, you know, establish those relationships with any advertiser of that level, you know, whether it's alcohol or whatever product that they have, that they feel that, you know, the venue is one that's going to benefit them. I must say things are changing, though. Advertisers are now understanding the power of Internet and the reach. And, you know, in the next 2 years, you know, listening to Internet radio in your car is going to be very simple. I mean, I listen to most of, you know, the host shows and to music massage and the radio. I would say 80% of my listening is in the car. So, and I've been doing it for a while, even before the Blake Radio apps. I mean, I just have been putting out stations and other apps and stuff and listening in the radio. So people are doing that, and I can see where people are listening from, and I know that they're listening in their cars. I know that they're listening in their apps and so on and so forth. So as the market grows, you know, with what, 2012 now, and another 3 years, it'll be 2015, it's going to be a totally different playing field then. You know, maybe there will be advertisers that, you know, find us and say, hey, you know, we know what you're doing, we know what, you know, your reach is, and, you know, we want you as a part of what we do. I mean, we want to reach your listeners. Look, Apple did it with us back in 2002 on iTunes. I never approached Apple, you know, and Apple came and found us. They liked what we were doing on Rainbow Soul. And, you know, back then, you know, our programming was even more, it was better. It was narrower, but it was better. But because of the way the system was then, you know, I was able to do, in fact, Deirdre and I just had this conversation a couple of months ago on the phone. I mean, actually a couple of weeks ago on the phone, you know, I said that that's one of the complaints that I've gotten over the last 3 years or so, is that, you know, the avid Rainbow Soul listeners remember what we were doing in the early 2000s. And they want that kind of programming back, the lectures and so on and so forth. And the bottom line is, back then, you know, we were streaming, the industry was new, so I was able to put up lectures from, say, Dr. Ben and stuff like that, because it was streaming. You know, like the Dr. Ben lecture, I had personally shot that lecture when I was in college 25 years ago. So I actually own the rights to that particular lecture that I have, even though it is Dr. Ben's content. So I really wasn't uncomfortable with putting that on Rainbow Soul back in the day. But there's no way that I would put that on Rainbow Soul now, only because every show is downloadable, you know. And without Dr. Ben and his estate or whoever being able to get some compensation for that, ethically, I would not feel right putting up people's content, whether it's Dr. Ben, I'm just using him as an example, or anyone else's content, without them, you know, agreeing to allow that content to be put up there. So that's why we were unable to do some of the kind of programming that, you know, we were doing before, because I just had access to so many people's lectures and stuff. I mean, it's an excuse, but it's really not an excuse, because at the end of the day, I just need to get, you know, form relationships with people who lecture and things like that, and get them to come on Rainbow Soul and start lecturing and doing, you know, the kinds of shows that we were doing back then. I mean, Professor Small, I'm still in touch with him. You know, I'm trying to get him to come back and start doing shows. I mean, he's done some, you know, incredible Africana studies programs. So, you know, in my heart and in my consciousness, I mean, I want to get back to doing more of those types of programs as well. But it's just a matter of rounding up, you know, the right people who are willing to be able to do it on a regular basis without the key word, and here comes the key word, without pay.
Yeah.
You know, that's been the challenge. I mean, right now we have about 10 hosts, yourself included, and everyone does it because it comes from the heart. It's a passionate type of thing. It's something that we were put here on the planet to do. And like I tell people all the time, because I'm always in talks with people. In fact, we have a new host probably going to start in a couple of weeks or so. Well, definitely within the next month. And the first thing I had to say to her is that, you know, I'm always interested in dynamic speakers who have something to say. But the bottom line is, there's no pay. You can promote anything you want. And a smart person knows that if they can promote anything that they want, if they have books and stuff like that, you can promote all of that stuff on the show and possibly drive, you know, a purchasing audience towards your products and your lectures and your seminars and your trips and so on and so forth. So that's the trade-off. But at the end of the day, and I respect it 100%, we all have bills to pay at the end of the day. And we all have, you know, busy lives, and when it comes down to it, you know, an individual just may not have time to put together a show, to do the research that's necessary, to pull in all the resources to do a program on a regular basis when they're not being compensated for it monetarily. So I totally understand that and respect that. But at the end of the day, there's a lot of people out there. There's a lot of people who have something to say, such as yourself, who do incredible programming. So it's just a matter of me, you know, really, you know, bearing down and focusing like I did when I first started Rainbow Soul and I was looking for incredible voices, to find people who are willing to come to Blake Radio and Rainbow Soul and take advantage of the venue to spread the good word about the African diaspora to everyone who's in our listening audience.
What does it take to maintain staying power? I mean, you stay on the cutting edge. You've always been there. you have a like your finger on the pulse of what's happening technology wise. You have the training as a programmer, television, radio. But this is a whole different. Hold on a minute. So, with your background and with your intuition, your intuitiveness, and your understanding of the blending of broadcasting, traditional terrestrial broadcasting, TV, radio, with the internet and what's coming up technology-wise, how do you translate that into staying power? Because, and I say that because I was with a radio station for about 6 or 7 months. We started in the summer, and they just closed, and it was on a website called Before It's News, and they were getting hundreds of thousands of hits because it's like a portal for all kinds of interests, whether it's extraterrestrials, black, current affairs, all of that. And the radio station, in my view, they never really gave it a chance to work, and it never really got out of beta, out of the testing stage. So what's the key to longevity and staying?
Well, with a venue like that, and I can't speak for them because I don't know what they were doing. I don't know what their goals were, but I can just say for people in general, whether it's radio or just what people do in life at all, the bottom line is that whatever you're doing, it has to come from your heart. It has to be something that you want to do versus something that you're doing specifically to generate revenue. So what happens is with a lot of these different things that, take place, a lot of these different venues, folks, they wake up one morning or one night and they go, wow, I'm going to get into this business because I have an opportunity to make X amount of dollars. So what happens is they pull their resources together, they make their investments, so on and so forth, they put it in a quote-unquote a beta test stage, like you say, and then they get a rude awakening that folks are not going to be jumping out of the windows trying to give you money, trying to support you, trying to advertise with, advertise with your venue, with what you're doing, particularly based upon whatever kind of information you're putting out. So what happens with that is that it weeds out the real broadcasters, or it weeds out the real person who's interested in whatever that area is. So I can only imagine that probably what happened with that particular venue is that they realized they couldn't make the kind of money that they thought they were going to make. Streaming is not inexpensive. I mean, it's a lot more inexpensive than it was when I first started, but it still costs money. I mean, you're paying for individual listeners, bandwidth, depending upon what bit rate you're at, mm-hmm. It costs money. So, folks realize quickly that this is not going to make the money. So if their heart's not really into it, and that's not a bad thing because there's nothing wrong with being into a venue to make it, a profit-generating business. But if it's not from the heart, then you're going to see those people, they're going to fall off the bandwagon. And it's not a good or bad thing. It's just reality. I mean, I think when I first met you, you were on New Black City at the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that venue, which I admired that venue myself, I loved what I was hearing on that station, but shortly after we came on the scene, and not because of us, it's just a coincidence, shortly after we came on, then they dropped off, and then I brought on people like, Jamal and Jamal actually I think got into it because of Brother Keedy, but there were folks that I brought in, like Kajra and different people who, they're all in the same circle, and then Brother Keedy started broadcasting, Brother Delani started doing, and it was a wonderful thing, and I've always been there for them, whatever they needed to know or whatever, I was willing to share that information, and as a result, here in 2012, you got Brother Jamal, you got Brother Keedy, you got Brother Delani, there's just a lot of other stations out there doing things like that, but they're doing it from the heart. I don't know what their accounting is. I don't know what it is, but I do know what it is, if that makes any sense. It's difficult to generate revenue, but I can speak for all the brothers that I just mentioned. We're in it because we believe in the information that we're putting out there. We believe in uplifting the African diaspora. That's why I do it. Obviously, I need to generate revenue. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But wanting to disseminate the information, wanting to play the music, it far outweighs what my monetary gain will be in this lifetime. I mean, if it happens, it happens. I mean, I'm always trying to do that because I would love to have a venue, you know, and pay everybody who's on it. Pay you, pay Deirdre, pay, you know, all of the hosts and you know, management personnel that I have. I would love to pay people because, you know, as a community, and that's the way I just look at things, you know, we have to start creating businesses where we can empower other people. You know, and the only real African-American businesses that are out there, and I hate to say it, it's really the entertainers, you know, because when you have, you know, like let's just give an example of Whitney or Luther. You know, when they pass and they transition from this lifetime, they have now, in effect, there's a whole business that was connected to them who now are out of work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and cannot generate cash. So, you know, like a friend of mine who I know, I mean, we're not really friends, we're more of associates, but he used to do the lighting for Luther Vandross. So, you know, his company did all the lighting for him. So when Luther passed, that client, which you could imagine was a huge client, Luther was a huge client of his, that revenue stream was cut off. So, you know, other than entertainers, there's not a lot of Black businesses out there who are empowering the community. And you can only empower the community if you can generate revenue on your own and then pay your workers and the people who you pay to develop things for you. So that's my goal. I mean, I really, from day one, have always wanted to be able to empower, you know, our people, to empower my employees, you know, to empower the people who are collaborating with me. Because all of my hosts, for me, are people who are collaborating with me. That's how I look at it. And people have bills and they have things that they have to do, obligations, kids in school, all kinds of stuff. So if they could have and maybe it may not be their only revenue stream, but if they could have an additional revenue stream, you know, from the Blake Radio Network, that's something more than anything else that would make me really, really happy. You know, no matter what, and I've always been like that. Even when I did my first television production, you know, back in Long Island University years ago, I did a show with Miles J at the time. He was up and coming. Nobody knew him. I knew him because I grew up with him and so on and so forth. I actually figured, look, I'll do my class project and also created programming for public access at the same time. And I did that. The program got aired on WNYC or whatever it was here in New York. They literally paid me at the time, and we're going back to the late 80s, they probably paid me like $300 or something like it was for the program. And I literally split that, every dime of that money, I split that up with all my camera people, you know, everybody that helped me out. So everybody, actually, they were in college. Everybody got like a check for like $20 bucks or something like that, you know. But that's always been my mindset. It's about, you know, having something where you can empower other people. And that's what I want to do with Blake Radio. And that's what I would do, you know. If the revenue comes in a certain way, you know, if everybody got a if all the hosts got a check for $50 a month, yeah, that's no money, but it's $50 in their pocket. You know, that's, you can go get lunch or something. And then you graduate. You know, maybe it starts up at 50, but then maybe it comes down to, you know, where you can pay people $50 a show or $100 a show. And who knows, maybe at the end of the month a person's able to generate $1,000, you know, hosting a show on Blake Radio. That's where I'd like to take things at. I mean, I hope we have a long time left on the planet. I don't plan on going anywhere in terms of doing the broadcasting. So, you know, with that mindset, you know, maybe there's a possibility that at some point in time, Blake Radio would become a revenue-generating enterprise. And I pray on that all the time, that Blake Radio would become a revenue-generating enterprise. And if it does, you know, all the people who've helped me out through the years and who continue to host programs and so on and so forth, they can be assured that, you know, there will be some monetary compensation coming for me, because that's, you know, what I've always envisioned doing for myself and for the people who collaborate with me.
There was one time when you were in discussions with someone about satellite radio. Whatever happened to that, and would you consider it in the future?
Well, I would love to get on satellite radio. I mean, I was in discussions with a brother who I think he was working on it. I can't mention his name because, you know, he is kind of known. But he's working on Sirius Radio, so on and so forth. And I think he said he had a relationship. I think who's over in Mel Carmazon? I don't remember his name, but he's the one in charge of Sirius Radio, XM Radio, and he thought he had some channels into getting in touch with him and so on and so forth. It just never panned out because, you know, it's a twofold situation. You know, sometimes people just want to be able to empower themselves and they're not really interested in empowering you necessarily. So I think that was part of it. And then the other part of it is that even when we are sincere about feeling that we can do something, it's just not that easy to reach the people at the top, you know. And even though he may have had some contacts into this with this person, he just probably wasn't able to really penetrate and make the kind of headway that he thought that he might be able to make. The flip side of that also is that, you know, particularly on Rainbow Soul, which is all they would be interested in anyway, they wouldn't be interested in the music because they generate their own music channels. But, you know, because of the types of programming that we do, it's very unique. It's a very niche programming. So, you know, an organization would want to have to, you know, they would want to need to have the need or the interest in broadcasting the kind of programming that we do. And obviously I would not allow the program to be censored or anything like that. So, you know, that also makes it kind of tough in terms of, you know, what venue is going to accept what we have to offer here at Rainbow Soul.
Mm-hmm. Before we let you go, give us the address or the place where people can make a contribution, either through PayPal, direct mail, or however they choose to do so.
The best way is to go to blakeradio.com. You can either go directly to the music massage page or you can go to the help section. And in the help section, you're able to make a payment for a donation, I should say, to Rainbow Soul or to Music Massage. And you're able to make that donation in any amount you want from $5. I mean, you actually could make it for $1 if you want because there is a drop down there to make a payment of any amount you want. So any amount from $1 up to $1 million, you would be able to make your donation. That's probably the easiest way. If you wanted to mail in a money order, I would say just you know, click on one of the email addresses, customer service or Music Massage or Rainbow Soul, and just drop us an email and let us know that you'd like a mailing address. And the only reason why I'm saying it that way because this way it'll be easier for us to keep track of the people who, you know, really display a serious interest in wanting to do that. But we'd be more than happy to give you a mailing address to mail a money order off. But the easiest way is to just do it electronically. PayPal is clean. It's safe. Blake Radio doesn't get any of your credit card information or anything because you're invested in a relationship with PayPal. All they do is, send us the donation that you put through. It's safe and it's good to use. I can always be reached at Neil, N-E-I-L, at BlakeRadio.com. You can reach the All Talk channel at Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com. That's Rainbow Soul at BlakeRadio.com. And, of course, the Slow Jam channel can be reached at Music Massage at BlakeRadio.com. That's Music Massage at BlakeRadio.com. We invite you to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. So there's a lot of ways to reach us. And more importantly, we just encourage people that if you enjoy our programming, and there's no guarantee that you're going to enjoy what we do, whether it's music or talk radio, but if you do enjoy what we do, we encourage you to first and foremost spread the word, you know, through your networks, because I'm sure you have a Twitter account, Facebook account, you know, as a listener, and if you do, we encourage you to post our shows, you know, post links to Blake Radio. That is of tremendous help to us. And then we also, if you are so inclined, we do encourage you to submit to us a donation. And that will just help us to, you know, pay for our streaming costs, pay for our apps. I still have a web designer. There are things that I need for the web designer to do that I'm just not technically able to do. So, you know, we still have a web designer. He needs to be paid. And just other little promotional things that we try to do, those things cost a few dollars here and there. So, and from time to time we do need to buy, you know, pieces of equipment or, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
So you be assured, you know, we're not getting rich off of your donation.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And people think that they are. They say, you know, and we try to say to people, you know, it's like also voting. You know, every vote counts out there, and people may think that, you know, hey, I'm not going to cast a vote for my local congresswoman or man, or I'm not going to cast a vote for the president because it doesn't mean anything. But it does mean something. Every vote means something, and likewise, every dollar that comes in to Blake Radio, it helps. Basically, and I'm just going to keep it real with everybody, it helps offset what I have to put out of my pocket, because that's what it boils down to at the end of the day. Whatever we don't get in through donations, you know, Neil Blake has to put out of his pocket, and I will continue to do that no matter what my financial circumstances are, as long as I can, because I believe in the music. I know how much the music soothes the souls, because I see the stats. I know what people... I know who, what, and where people are listening from, and it's the same thing for Rainbow Soul. I know how many shows are being listened to, how many shows are being downloaded, and at the end of the day, we're touching souls one by one, and if people from all over the planet can come to Rainbow Soul and, you know, get some advice or get some encouragement that they would not have been able to receive somewhere else, that's something that is undescribable, you know, in terms of feeling and in terms of when you feel about, you know, how you feel about your purpose here on the planet, in terms of empowering, particularly for me, the African community, but also the world community as a whole.
All right, brother, it's always good talking to you. I'm looking forward to hearing your PSAs about the apps, and then we'll embed them in our programming. So, looking forward to that, and we'll talk to you sometime in the near future.
Thanks, Junius. Thanks for having me today.
Hey, man. Pleasure. Always.
All right.
Always a pleasure.
Take care now.
All right, man.
Cyberspace is a place that no army with artillery can invade.
You've been listening to the Cyberspace Sanctuary, a safe house for your mind on the Blake Radio Network with Junius Ricardo Stanton. Thank you for logging on. We invite you to tune in again and engage in mental decolonization. Free your mind, the rest will follow.
That no corporation incorporates. No denomination, space dominates, and no court is going to try it.